You know, hearing the body language experts come on some of the cable news shows talking about the Anthony case makes you wonder, do they really know what they're talking about? You see body language people on, say, O'Reilly all the time. I'm not sure if it's science, if it's accurate, if it's whatever. I think human instinct is probably worth as much as anything. You've got that gut feeling when you talk to somebody if you know they're lying. You can tell by the look in their eye if they look down when they're talking to you, if they, you know all that. It's part of being an adult. When your kids are telling you a fib and they can't look you in the eye, we all know that. Body language, that's all nice to know. It's great for television. But when we see the body language people and all the pundits come on talking about the Anthony case and, George testifying and if Casey takes a stand, well, that will be something. Now the pundits are starting to say she is. Body language aside, it's who told the truth. Casey Anthony, as I said the other day in the program, is, in my opinion, about as credible as a fart in a windstorm. Is this going to be something that will affect this case? Absolutely. Will all this jailhouse video that was recorded affect this case? In my opinion, absolutely. But when the truth is known, and will we ever know the whole truth? I'm not sure. Like they say in the movies, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. I think Casey Anthony will be spending a very long time in jail for the death of her daughter. Is that a fact? Who knows for sure? The jury will decide that. But truth, I think, will be the ultimate decider in this case. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.